Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm speaking with Justin Toof, who is the executive chairman of FCR. How are you there?
I'm very well, thank you. Good afternoon, Stephen.
And today's RNS has come out, obviously titled Update Reference the Torral Project in Spain. Would you like to summarise in your own words what the RNS has highlighted, please?
Yes, I'd love to. This just goes through the highlights of the first drill campaign that FCR has mounted on the Torral project. It also speaks to the steps going forward and what we hope to achieve and how we're going to go about it. So I was over in Spain myself last week when we were drilling hole six. We have visually identified lead zinc style intersections from the core from each and every single one of the holes, which in itself is something I promise you to be celebrated and speaks very well of the modelling and of the team that we've got. Recently, also down on site, was Mr. Miles Campion, who is our new senior technical consultant. He's a geologist. He's been a mining company analyst. He understands Australian companies very well because he's operated over there. He's now based here in England, and he is advising the board on the geological aspects of our exploration and development program. And so in conjunction with his advice and given the what we were seeing from these six holes, we decided to, we deemed that the aims of this drill campaign had been completed, had been achieved, and that rather than just throwing holes further to the west side of the project area or the part of the project area that we were drilling, we would stop at that point. We would wait for the assays, which are coming back extremely quickly, I should say, and then use the information that we gleaned from that to look at the other data that we have, of which we've had more in recently, plus the historic core that sits in the sheds behind the office near Ponferrada, and then in a workmanlike and efficient way, get into make the announcements clearly of where we're at and what we've got, and I'm very hopeful for that, and I think it'll excite people. I hope it'll excite people, and then take the next steps towards our development. And meanwhile, also in the announcement, there's a reference to internal scoping and comparative studies that I'll be leading, wherein we start to with our current understanding, with our new understanding of what we've got, with the new model, with the shallow mineralization, with the multiple zones, which is a brave new world, really, from where this project was a year ago when we bought it, how we then look to plan our route forward. Where is it that a junior zinc mining company needs to get in terms of tonnage, in terms of grade, in terms of broad infrastructural requirements, etc., given the new knowledge that the last 6 months of exploration, the groundwork, the data mining, and now the drill program have given us. So we're at a very exciting point, and I'm very positive.
Now, obviously, this drill program, you've highlighted that you're actually seeing physical mineralization there. How are you going to be taking the next step forward in incorporating those results with the historic N143-101 resource report and, obviously, the new report that you've received from Micon International?
Right, okay, so let me just go over the constituent components that you've mentioned, and then I'll speak to the actual question. For a start, what we've got here today is not results. It's just a statement of the fact that we visually identified lead zinc intersections, and it's I'm not a geologist, but they're very clear about what it is they're seeing, and they show me, and I can see the changes, and these things come in various different sort of widths, but the actual results come from the analysis, the various tests that are done down in the ALS Global Laboratories down the road in Seville, and those results, the first of our assays are there. The first of our samples are there. They're being assayed now. It takes 2 to 3 weeks. Then they come back, and there's a rolling sequence of these assays that will come back, with the last from the drill campaign expected back by the end of August, which is pretty swift. A lot of companies have to send assays by aeroplane over to Ireland or Australia or wherever it is, but you know we're lucky in that we're in a really good district, a really good country for our needs, both in the exploration phase and later in the mining and downstream smelting phase, actually. So you also mentioned the new data set that's come out from Mycon. Mycon, very reputable company that do resource statements, and they were contracted by the previous owners of Tyrol to put together the NI 43-101 that you alluded to. Now that meant that they have processed and accumulated a whole bunch of data and wireframes and this kind of stuff that make the goes into the report. And we've received those from Mycon simply by requesting them. They belong to the project as such. But that gives our analysts and our geologists more ammunition for their studies. And then with regard to the historic core that sits in the shed behind the office, that is very useful to us because that was never analysed in the shallow part because in the Lundin mining days, they were looking for mineralisation at depth. We think, we now know that there's something else going on. And so we've got all of that core to hand. It doesn't cost us anything to drill. Assays and the science are quick, they're relatively cheap, and they're incredibly informative at this stage of the program. So coming back to your question, we slam it all together into the model, and we then make the decision as to the next step towards determining the resource that we want, and that's exploration in a nutshell.
So a lot of people are looking towards the next sort of stage, which is normally done, which is normally the sort of pre-feasibility study. Are you potentially saying then that might not be done and the next phase is basically to put a mining life and a potential sort of yearly mined resource in place?
Yeah, these things are to some extent concurrent activities, and we have to be careful flinging around phrases like pre-feasibility study and attaching one meaning without being clear, because frankly these things can mean one thing to one. They're not defined like bankable feasibility study or what have you. So what I am doing is a study, knowing now what we know, whereby we can map out the kind of scale and scope and grade of what in our circumstances and in our location would make an economic mine. But let me assure you that all of that, to get towards mining, we need to develop the actual resource statement, and we've got some work to do, and I've spoken to how we're doing it, to take a JORC 2012 resource forward, and then you put the economics around it before the financing and stuff. And it takes time, but we are making, I think, extremely good progress for very modest money, and I think that's where the value in this company is.
So obviously you've got the assay results coming back round about a month's time, all being well, and then you're going to be putting together the JORC compliant resource thereafter. Any sort of time scale on that?
No, not quite. So it's not that simple. We will expect the results back over the, you know, from about 2 weeks from now to 6 weeks from now. We are then, as I said, we'll be looking at that information and working out how, you know, our next steps forward. But it's not right to say, and I have not said, that we'll be issuing a JORC 2012 resource statement at that point. We'll be announcing the results of our findings, and we'll be indicating our steps forward.
Okay, Justin. If you would like to put a closing statement together then, and we can leave it as that.
We've had, it's very good news when all of your shallow drilling holes return visual evidence of lead-zinc intersections, and that ratifies a radically different model for the mineralization, and that then determines how you go about defining the resource that we want when we understand the factors that go into economic production. We've moved, you know, we got hold of this. We were still negotiating the terms of this at the end of last summer. So in less than a year, we've picked this up for not very much money and some shares. We have financed it piecemeal. We've added value, I think inherent value, with every pound and penny that we've raised. We've completed the first round of exploration, including groundwork, geochem, channel sampling, and a drill program, which, as I said, has had pretty much, you know, we'll wait for the assays to come back, but it's definitely announceable that we have visually ID'd mineralization in each case, and we've set out our steps forward. At the moment, our market cap has been weighed down by our legacy South African story that we're now clear of, and we have, I think, taken a very good step. The assays will determine this, but I think we've taken a very good step towards proving our thesis that there is something different and exciting going on at Terral. And of course, let's not forget, we picked the right thing in zinc, and that's just going up and up. And I think that we're, we've been on a journey, but we've made some very good steps forward, and I urge people to come along.
Justin, it's been a pleasure as always, and thank you very much for taking the time.
My great pleasure, and sorry about my bloody dog.
Not a problem, not a problem at all. We are all humans after all.
Cheers.
Thank you, Justin. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.